Dead silence for 15 minutes is my worst nightmare. So, anyways, what is your signature scent? Like, do you wear cologne?
I don't have the energy it takes to repeat myself.
Just pick one that was your favorite.
My favorite cologne of all time was Issey Miyake.
Issey Miyake.
Okay. Issey Miyake.
Jake?
My friend came on and gave me a fancy one. Because I used to be like, I just wear Axe spray. But yeah.
You douche canoe.
Yeah, but he gave me this thing called Marks, and it smells really good.
Huh.
I'm not sure. I mean, I've never heard of it, but it smells really good.
What's your signature perfume?
I don't have one. I used to wear a whole rag of different perfumes and lotions, and I just don't wear them very often anymore.
A whole rag?
A whole rag.
A whole rag.
Oh, a whole rack. I was like, a whole rag? Why were you sparing him on a rag?
I mean, the closest I get now, honestly, if I'm going to wear a shirt the second day, I soak it down with Febreze and let it dry.
Oh, yeah, girl. That Febreze shit hits. It hits.
Yeah.
I got this Febreze right here, and this is not an ad, but I got this fabric Febreze, and it's ocean. Oh, my God. I love that shit. Fucking love it. Like, yeah, it's good.
You like that?
Like,
it smells like pizza and the ocean.
Yeah.
Boardwalk fries.
Can we get Mom some pizza on the by beach. The ocean?
Mom paws on the beach.
Oh, so, I guess that's my signature. It's like a fryer. He always says I smell like
Yeah, you smell like French fries.
Whenever I come home from work.
Yeah, I like it.
Is there a perfume you like?
I like everything.
So the reason why I asked this question is because one of my favorite lines from the new MGK song called Emo Girl literally says cigarette perfume. And it just like, you know, that song was playing
That's
in my
much
head.
Me, babe.
And it kind of reminded me of it. But my favorite is Mankind Hero by Kenneth Cole. Like, I love it.
Speaking of, you like that song? I don't like that song.
Emo That's Girl?
Really no, good. They just repeat. Is it? It feels like he's just repeating it the whole time, the whole song, except for when Willow sings.
Well,
it smells really good.
I mean,
I know what it smells like.
It's a very.
Sounds repetitive to me. I liked his last album. I love that album.
It's a very pop punk song, and I think that's why I like it, because I grew up on pop punk. You know?
Same, but I don't know.
Are there Valentine's Day songs out? Like, they have Christmas songs?
I don't know.
I
love songs of the 80s. I mean, that's my Valentine's Day song.
Yeah.
I don't listen to radio.
Mandy, you came and you gave without taking. Mandy, now I'm going to get a copyright because I'm singing. Mandy. Anyhow.
Technically, you're a cover. You're a cover podcast.
And that was like the worst cover in the entire world. They're going to be like, you covered that song and you did such a horrible job. We are not going to see you. So, anyways, the next question is, if you could date one celebrity, who would it be and why? Shy?
Megan Fox.
Why?
One, she's beautiful. I've seen her in so many interviews or whatever, and she's always like, she's pretty like truthful.
And wearing nothing.
Well, that too, but.
Yeah, because you tell me like the things I would do to her.
Hell yeah! I mean, I'm not a lesbian or nothing like that, but yeah, I would definitely go. I would go for Megan Fox. I freaking love her.
Sweetheart, you are on Kind of a Big Deal podcast. You do not have to justify if you are a lesbian at all. We all are on the spectrum. Jake has looked at my ass and said, nice cake. He's on the spectrum. I do have a nice ass. Straight men, gay men, European men.
It's always climbing out of pants.
It's always hanging out.
Even straight women are like, damn, that booty. I wish I had it. I mean,
it's access for you to lick it.
Advertising.
Oh, my Lord.
In all honesty, I just, you know.
Pour cold water down there.
Shake what my mama gave me. So Megan Fox, that is interesting. I like that.
This is the first thing that came to mind.
I love the first thing that came to mind questions or answers. Jake.
Mandy Moore.
Oh, Mandy Moore, funny. Explain. I love her in This Is Us.
Yeah. Because she was my childhood crush growing up because of The Walk to Remember, that movie.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's my favorite movie.
You won't watch it with me.
Yeah, because I cry. I don't want you to cry. It's weird.
I would cry, but too.
If it happened to you.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Hold on. Let's back up. Okay? So this is such a stigma with straight men. You don't want to see your woman, or you don't want your woman to see you cry. Why? Why do you not want your woman to see you cry?
Because I guess it makes me look vulnerable and weak. I don't know.
Okay. But if you see your man cry, what does that do to you? What does that make you feel?
I've only seen him cry 2 times, but it makes me feel like he's showing me like his feelings, like how he actually feels, and it's not like he doesn't care about anything.
So this is exactly why men are stupid as fuck. Women like to see you be vulnerable because they are very vulnerable people. They show their emotions. They wear their emotions on their sleeves. So when men cry at the end of a movie and they're like, I'm not crying. There's just a lot of smoke in this room. It's making my eyes water. It's stupid. Own that shit. All you straight men out there right now, this little queer right here is trying to tell you how to get yourself, you know, a real good relationship. Show them the tears. When you are upset, show them the tears. They want to see you be vulnerable, baby. Anyways, Jake, continue with your Mandy Moore obsession.
She's just a beautiful woman.
Beautiful woman.
She's a good actress, yeah. She can sing very good.
She was in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Yeah, with Justin
Timberlake
and
that, I think
Britney
Spears.
Britney Spears.
And
like, there was a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. A close second would be, because I was in an 80s kick for a while, would be Molly Ringwald.
You get one.
I get one. But Mandy Moore is my number one.
Is that the redheaded chick?
Yes. From Breakfast Club and 16 Candles.
Oh, yeah.
Molly Ringwald?
All right, yeah. Got you.
I mean, you're getting a little bit better with your stories and your answers, so I commend you on that.
Thank you.
You know, part one, you were...
Doug pushed me a little bit. He took me to the bathroom and, you know...
Oh, did you get a good fisting?
Yeah.
I've had one. It's amazing. He's like the best fister in all the world.
You guys call it fisting. I call it putting on a puppet show.
Well, I elbow her, so.
He gets pretty close.
I've gotten to like right here in the middle of the tree inside of her.
Oh, the middle of the tree. And nobody can see that. We're not on YouTube. This is not a video podcast.
Oh, he has a picture.
I do. And a hairbrush.
What?
Oh, yeah, he did that, too.
We don't have any toys, so I had to improvise and use my toes
remote. I don't like feet. I'm not a big fan of
feet. I put my remote in her, my hairbrush, or her hairbrush, my lighter. I think I'm sick in the head.
You are, but that's a different story
for
another time.
That's what she likes.
Doug, what is your answer?
Morgan Freeman. Because when I'm screaming, oh, God, I want him to sound like him.
Ooh.
Would you like for him to narrate your sex?
The whole entire sexual experience. Mm-hmm.
I like that idea. I like that.
Yeah.
So mine has actually been a crush of mine since I was a kid. And it is Joel Madden from Good Charlotte.
I thought you were going to say
really?
Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
Not the brother?
Familiar.
Don't they're like identical, aren't they?
No, they're fraternal.
Fraternal.
But Benji Madden is his brother. I just have this thing for Joel. Like, he's got that, like, Jake look, you know? Like, that presents as a bad boy type person.
Who'd you say?
But he's, like, the sweetest person.
I wasn't listening.
Joel Madden. Joel space Madden.
Can't forget the space.
Can't forget the, yeah. Don't forget the space.
It don't need a space.
A space? Cadet?
Are they even still active?
Yeah.
They are?
Good Charlotte still sings. They had an album come out last year.
Is Joel the singer or is Benji?
Joel.
Is the drummer, right?
Joel's the singer. Yes. Yep. Yeah, I don't know why. I've always had a crush on him. All right. And then my second would be, because, you know, I always steal the show and I'm a greedy bastard, is...
I put in naked just to get some better pictures, and he's got tattoos everywhere.
Chris.
Damn, look at him.
Chris.
I'll say Chris Pratt.
No. The one from Not Another Teen Movie and Captain America. Chris Evans.
Yeah, you discussed him before on the podcast. We were talking about him.
Yeah. My gay awakening was that scene with his little banana in his butthole. I was like, ooh, am I a top or a bottom? Do I want to lick it or stick it? How about both? So, anyways, moving on with the questions here, because I love asking questions. So, Shy, what has been the most romantic date you have ever been on? She's going to have a really bad story on this one, I feel. So, like, let's go, girl.
Yeah, like I said in the last one, I was like, I haven't really been on many dates. So, I can't.
So, it's probably going to be one from Jake.
My.
Are you romantic, Jake? While she's thinking?
I can be.
You can be?
He can be at times, but I don't think we've ever had really a romantic date.
He's not taking his resources and using them. You know, he's got gay besties, but he hasn't come to us to ask what would bring ultimate pleasure to his girlfriend. Which
Facts.
Those straight guys make that mistake.
I mean, we're here. Use us. We'd love to be used. Many people do it. You just haven't yet. So you haven't had a romantic date.
I can't really think of any romantic dates.
All right,
he's
Jake.
Been romantic at times.
Jake, you fucked up.
Yeah.
You got to cross this off the bucket list.
Sorry, baby.
It's fine.
Have you?
No, because I'm not a romantic date. I'm not very romantic.
Okay. Doug, what's your most romantic date? Save the show, baby. Save the show.
I don't know. I would have to say I was dating this guy named Jason one day, which I'll never date a Gemini again.
One day.
we were together for 2 weeks. Then we had a threesome with his best friend.
And that was his longest relationship.
Well, back up. Go ahead. Repeat that.
But anyway, I digress.
Yeah, threesome. Okay.
Well, we went, the first time I met his friend, we went out to the nightclub in Baltimore. And on the way back home, his friend was driving, and me and Jason were 69ing while we were going down 95 with legs out the sunroof and windows and just going to town. And all these cars were honking their horns. They had no idea it was two guys because he was underneath me. They could see my naked ass bouncing up and down. But I think that was the most romantic date I've ever been on.
Really? That's the most romantic date you've ever been on?
Yeah, like, I've dated nothing but asshole losers. Didn't never do nothing romantic for me.
Okay. Well, I'll save the show. The most romantic date I've ever been on has actually been with Doug.
No.
Yeah, and, like, when I talk about my exes, he's not included in that because he was, like, him and Sam and Pogan were the three people I've been with in my history that were actually very good people. We just didn't work out as a relationship, you know, on that level.
So Doug and I were hanging out one night into the wee hours of the night, and we went to a restaurant and had some food. I don't remember the restaurants, so don't fucking ask. And we left, and he drove to Bridget, which is a bridge, and it was gently raining, and he turned on Adore Me by Miley Cyrus, or Adore You, whatever. And he had me get out of the car, and then he went back to the trunk, and he got this little poster out, and it had little ribbons on it that was our aura colors, and he had me fill in the answers of these questions, and it spelled out, will you be my boyfriend? It was so romantic.
Aww.
I still remember that moment. It was like the perfect moment. And even though we didn't like work out, and we still remained friends. So it made it all worth it. But it was so romantic. And I'm going to cry because it was the best. Nobody has ever done anything like that for me before. But I told him when I first met him that I was a very romantic person. And I told him if he ever asked me out, it had to be like top of the line. So every other man that ever gets with me, you have to outdo that. And I don't know if you can. That's why I'm still single, girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and somehow the 52 cranes that I had rented got loose in the morning. We didn't have them.
Oh, girl, that would have been perfect.
What? Who always has a date on Valentine's? Calendar.
I was about to say, not me, bitch. I haven't had a date since 1942.
I know.
Since I was a wee little girl in the attic writing in my journal.
I'm going to put some pink and red food coloring in the chicken for the cats. That'll be their Valentine's Day, and they'll be my Valentine's this year. Kitty pussies, kitty poos. I might do that now. Nemo comes running. You can hear him like Chucky through the house. Oh, kitty poos.
So, next question. Shy.
Don't be shy.
Do you enjoy Valentine's, or has there been a moment that has made you not enjoy Valentine's?
Well, the last Valentine's, we didn't really get to spend the day together.
We got your cheese.
That was for my birthday.
Yeah, we got cheese for Valentine's Day, too.
Cheese?
Did I? Mm-hmm.
Was there wine involved?
No, but I'm obsessed with cheese. Like, that was, like, one of the first facts that he ever, like, knew about
me. Girl,
me
too.
Like, at his family cookout.
Minus stick cheese.
Yeah, I guess that was kind of our first date. Like, we never, like...
Yeah, because you thought I wasn't going to talk to you.
The first time that we hung out, he was like, well, come over to my family, like, get together, whatever. I was like, oh, we're going straight to the family, okay. And I get there, whatever, and, like, I had already ate before I got there, which is, I don't know why I did that day. I don't think anyone's a
I think bad. I kind of, like, sprung it on you that it was a barbecue.
Yeah. Either way, I got there and I pretty much just ate cheese or whatever. But, yeah, we didn't really get to spend Valentine's Day together last year, so hopefully this year. Will be different.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
But I'll be at work too. I'll be working that day too.
It's coming up, sweetie. Yes, it is coming up. But
I'll be working 8 to 3.
Actually, part two will be released the day after Valentine's. But anyhow, enough said. Jake. What has been, or do you believe in Valentine's Day? And what has been the worst Valentine's Day you've had?
Yeah, I believe in it. For some reason, it seems like around Christmas or Valentine's Day, stuff like that, I'm always single. I don't know why.
Dreary.
Yeah.
Me too.
So
I feel like, girl.
Yeah, so Valentine's Day, I've never really celebrated because I've always been single. Mm. Same thing with Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah, even Christmas. I mean,
what do you know about that?
Yeah. Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't you celebrate Christmas with her this year?
We were together, but not together.
Yeah.
Oh, spill the tea. Come on, Chai. Tell us about it.
He had broken up with me the day before Christmas Eve and then asked me back out on Christmas Day. And then we broke up the day later, the day after.
Okay, so full disclosure. Christmas is not one of my most favorite holidays because I actually got engaged to my ex-wife on Christmas. So when Christmas comes around, I see it as the day that I made a poor mistake. And so now, this year, I reclaimed Christmas. And it was a smorgasbord of gay. And the lights are still outside if you want to appease. But it was the first year that I took back Christmas.
Are you going to be taking it back?
Oh, hell yeah.
Forward? Where's that
The Febreze?
Yeah. That bottle we just had.
Oh, Febreze. Where did that go? Oh, girl, I found it. I had it. So, Doug, do you believe in Valentine's Day? And what was your worst Valentine's?
The most special Valentine's Day I ever had, I was actually incarcerated. And it was my cell buddy I've been seeing. Like, we had been celled up together for a while.
How romantic.
This motherfucker, I came back and he had like rose petals he had snuck back in from out in the garden and had them laying all over the mattress. And he was sitting there with his guitar and he was playing a song. I was just like, it was the corniest, dumbest shit I ever seen in my life. It was also the sweetest. And I'm just like, I don't know what to do about this.
How is that not your like, most romantic date?
It was romantic. It was my most romantic, but it was also the weirdest because, like, Valentine's Day in prison isn't the same as Valentine's Day on the street. Yeah. Especially when it's your cell buddy, you know?
Question, though. Was he cute?
Oh, yeah. He was hot as fuck. And
muscles?
He smelled good. Like, every part of him smelled good.
Ooh.
Like, everywhere. Like, the best smell I ever had. Smelled in my life. He was just a weird body odor that smelled so fucking good. It was weird. You ever met somebody like that? Like, even when they sweat, they're just, like, very smelly. They smell very good.
You know? So, fun fact. Actually, if you meet somebody and you think that they smell good even when they, like, don't wear deodorant or they sweat like a hog, that's your soulmate. Because what you're doing is you're attracting to their pheromones. So, you're smelling it as a good scent. Because you're attracted to their pheromones. That was probably your soulmate, Doug.
I doubt it. He was too his baby's mama put him in prison. Now, they were at a party. She was pregnant. Some guy grabbed her ass. She beat the fuck out of him so bad that he had to go to the hospital. David took the charge so that his wife didn't get locked up, or girlfriend didn't get locked up, being pregnant. While he was in court waiting for the judge, she showed up and testified against him, too. And she didn't even have to. Like, testified against him, and then he got, like, a restraining order and all this shit that she went through. Couldn't see his kids, didn't bring his kids to visit, all this bullshit. It was a lot of bullshit, right? So then he meets me, and we're in love and all this good shit. And he starts acting weird when this one friend of his moved into the prison that he had grew up with. So he didn't want his friend to know that he was gay. So he started treating me like shit and acting all weird. And then told me that he wanted to move out of the cell. So moved out, you know. Then told me that his baby's mama, now that he's a couple months away from going home, started writing him and wanting to get back together. And I told him, I said, she put you in jail the first time. She's going to do it again. The first time you step out of line, you're going right back. Well, he got out and went back to her, and he was out for 3 months. And I'm running the yard one day, and I look over, and there's this dickhead running backwards trying to keep up with me. The bitch did it. She got pissed off because he went out to party with some friends and called a parole officer and said he hit me. Put him right back in jail. And he was trying to get with me. I'm like, fuck you. Fuck all the hell out of you. You know, but he had his goofiest fucking look. Yeah, and I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I also put his name out there.
It was David. Like, everybody's name David.
Yeah, I said his last name earlier. But anywho, I digress, motherfucker.
I digress.
Yeah.
That's mad.
I want to smell you. Get the fuck over here.
I love a good Doug rant. That is my favorite part of kind of a big deal podcast. It is just
was
so
a rant?
Therapeutic to see him in his facial expressions. I just love it. So my answer to the question is I believe in Valentine's Day, but I think that it's a very gimmicky holiday.
Like a crutch, kind of?
It's not a crutch. It's an overzealous holiday. It's a holiday for women to just nag at their men. And that's what I feel like it's become. Like, you didn't get me anything for Valentine's Day? What a slut. Are you cheating on me? Ah, ew. You're probably cheating on me. Are you cheating me on with the next door neighbor? I'm going to drink my wine with my girls to talk about how I think you're cheating on me.
I mean, I can also see, though, like, Valentine's Day shouldn't just be one day a year where you're romantic, I guess, or...
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I think, in my personal opinion, I think that I Love You Day, that a Christian family with, like, 22 children did, because they didn't believe in the whole Valentine's Day thing, they created I Love You Day. And I think it's the most beautiful idea where you get together with the people that you love, all the people you love, whether they're family, whether they're blood-related, non-blood-related, whatever. And you just celebrate the fact that you love and care for these people. And that's what I think Valentine's Day should be. It's not about the person that you're with and you loving the person you're with. I think it's about loving everybody. Like, we should all get together for Valentine's Day and just have a beautiful dinner of chicken parm.
I definitely don't think getting me flowers and candy is what I expect out of Valentine's Day.
No.
Or jewelry or any of that shit.
No.
You know?
I think a lot of the holidays for me has turned into families involved, but it's also the people in my life that are very close to me that have become family over the years. Like, there's so many people. Like, you two are in that category as well. You know, we just connected when we first met each other. There was a family type bond. Like, we help each other. We're there for each other. It's not about, in life, it's not about who you're dating or who you're fucking or who's making you feel good in the moment. It's about the people that make you feel good all the time. When I get a text from Shy and she's talking about something fucking random about the oil thing being on the car, and she's like, do you want me to take it to get an oil change? It just melts my heart. Like, she cares about me. She cares about my stuff. You know what I mean? Like, that kind of thing. Like, and I think that's what life is about. And I think that's what Valentine's Day should be about. It should be about showing everybody that you love them. It's not just about you love them on one day. It's about that you are celebrating the fact that you have loved them for 364 days of the year. So, you know, I love to throw a good party, but Valentine's Day should be a get together or a party of the people that you care about deeply and have been there and have helped you. Like, Doug's been there for me. Doug's helped me through some of my darkest times. And I would celebrate him on I Love You Day because he's like a brother to me and I love him. And that's what I feel that Valentine's Day is. It's not about getting a box of chocolates or getting a rose or getting a little pendant for your fucking Pandora bracelet. Like, all of that stuff is just the media and society trying to make you think that it's that. I think that we need to change what Valentine's Day is about. Sorry, I went on a rant too. And I felt pretty good.
Out of shits and giggles, I looked up David Pogan because I was going to show you what he him and his girl.
Oh, my God.
Like, he is not even cute anymore. Like, it's been years since I've seen him. The poor guy is not cute. And that's a good picture. That's the best picture I found. Cause, like,
yeah. He looks like he did too many drugs.
He has a big chin.
Sweetheart.
He knew how to use it, too. Yeah, lucky girlfriend.
So, to keep this show rolling, this has been a fantastic two-part episode, and I appreciate you two being here.
I know, to come all the way back after last time must have been hard.
Yeah.
Know what you're walking into.
It was pretty hard. I don't think we've ever did an episode with all of the podcast family together, though.
Well, they're still not all here.
I mean, they're not all here, yeah, but like
Gianna's ass ain't here.
Yeah, Gianna's not here. My girl Gianna. But despite everything that has been going on in our lives and everything like that, like, I think that the most beautiful thing about, you know, who Doug and I are as people is we are always on a kindness mission. Like, we are always trying to help somebody out. And, you know, we use kindness mission a lot on this podcast. When Doug's not able to be here and I have a guest on or vice versa, we use kindness mission to, you know, express the fact that we're doing things good for everybody and not just trying to focus on the community or whatever you say. So I think that as friends, you start to become more of a family once you get older. Like, you don't, you have very few friends. I could probably count how many friends I have on my hand. Acquaintances, you could put all them bitches in the sea.
I can't count how many friends I've had with my hands.
I mean, my hand is my best friend. You know, meet James.
You're left-handed?
Huh?
You're left-handed.
Oh, hold on. Meet James. I only do the right hand when I want it to feel like a female. So somebody else is doing it. Superstar.
I use both hands at the same time and pretend like it's twins.
Oh, are you that big to do that? Oh, Doug. You dirty little scoundrel. So, anyways.
They don't always look alike.
The twins?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they're fraternal.
Yeah, because if two people piss me off a day, I need to have twins. You know?
Yeah.
Two car pile up.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm about ready to call Jake out. Jake, you need to get your shit together so we can get the kind of a big crime back up and running.
I know.
I mean, Shide lives here now, so.
Because it's a crime that this show's not going on.
Exactly what Doug said.
We still got to do the anthill cuts.
You have 1 week or you're getting put over my knee and spanked.
And he might like it.
That's going on the TikTok.
Shy.
So if he doesn't, do his job like he's supposed to, then we'll know he wants it.
You know what I love is that Shy just kind of like relaxed, because I feel like Shy gets tense sometimes. Shy gets, no offense, gets a little worked up. She doesn't take like humor and like sarcasm very well. And so she gets a little, like, bubbled guts and, like, wants to get angry.
Don't talk about bubbling in the guts for her.
Oh, yeah, because you got the Hershey squirts going on, girl. I'm so sorry.
It feels like I'm pissing out my ass. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
The way you said that, I love it. I just love it. I love the openness. That's what we are all about here on Kind of a Big Deal Podcast. We are all about the openness.
It's horrible.
It's not horrible.
It is.
I wish I had it.
I never felt that before. Like, I've never had shitting. That before, whatever.
I love shitting.
And I know. He can't wait till I get him sick.
Okay, Jake, so hold on. What'd you say?
So he can piss out of his ass.
Okay, Jake, please explain this to me.
Explain what?
Okay, so you say you're straight, mm-hmm. but you enjoy shitting.
Yes.
So what do you enjoy about shitting?
It's, I don't know. It's...
Well, we've established also that whether you're gay or straight, it's okay to enjoy your ass.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So like,
I'm not
saying
that.
I think that's what it's about.
I know why I enjoy shitting. I'm just asking him as a straight male, why do you enjoy shitting?
It feels good.
You know what feels good is when I have to pee really bad and I'm like, oh.
Exactly.
Almost feels like an orgasm.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Is shitting orgasmic to you?
So.
Is your G-spot enlarged and you're not taking care of it? So
this man can take a piss for like 5 minutes straight.
Yeah.
Do you often eat corn so your shit's rougher and for more pleasure?
I need to stop shitting as much so I can get anal play again.
So, I mean, I got a fancy kitchen cleaner for you. You want me to teach you how to use it? Girl, it'll clean you out and you'll feel amazing.
I'm sure they saw it hanging in the shower.
And it helps the stool come out. It helps you. And actually, I
turn it on full blast.
Oh no, it'll make you bleed.
Oh my god!
It'll look like you're a woman with a vagina, hole right and you got shitter. A little bit of blood coming out your asshole. You might need a tampon for back there if you turn it up too high. But I got one. I'll teach you all about it.
Two-hour process.
Yes, if you like your butt being eaten and you want it to be like pristinely clean. So she doesn't get any shitticles in her mouth. I got you on lock. I know how to do it.
I do miss my ass ate, babe.
My rear.
No, I make sure that thing clean.
Yeah.
My rear is truly clean.
I don't think that
seed?
Was that
did you get a seed?
A seed? You just blew it on him. Ew. So, speaking of blowing it on him, I'm watching this show called Generation. So, I heard about it late. It's not coming back for a second season. I kind of wish it did because it's kind of cool. But it's about, like, younger kids these days and, like, them experiencing their sexuality and stuff like that. And this one guy that is bi was playing around with this guy that actually ended up being the guy that was his twin sister's man. Like, they were, like, talking or whatever. Well, they were literally, like, making out, and he pulled down his pants and, like, literally just looked at his dick, and he shot a load in his eye.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, bro, like, that's crazy.
Did that remind you of that?
Yeah. But that's crazy. Like, how you just shoot a load in somebody's eye? Is that how you end up with herpes?
No.
I need a little beeper. Like, we got to install a little beeper because that was probably...
There's guys that get herpes in their eyes is because they're eating out people who have herpes. Like, slapping themselves in the face with dicks that have herpes or vagina, and they're putting their face all in there going... Blah, 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 and it gets in their eyes and stuff, and that's how that happens.
Had that go good?
How do you get your eye in it?
I mean, hey. Herpes need love, too.
Do you eat vagina?
Yeah.
Does he know how?
That's what I was going to say.
Do I know how?
I have a Halloween costume that shows you.
Does he know what a clitoris is?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Truthfully.
Yeah.
He's found your clitoris.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We need to give you a trophy. Straight man that found a clitoris. Yeah. I don't know, though. I think you're like a 4th percent gay. I've never met a straight man that was as comfortable around us as you are.
Well, I don't know.
I've met plenty of them.
I wasn't a gay man, but my best friend growing up, a lesbian. She was my best friend, and it was, I don't know.
Can we see your penis?
I don't want to see his penis.
No.
I don't want to see nobody's penis.
Not is it nice?
Not when it's soft.
I wasn't taught about soft. I know you have dick pics. You had to send him the shy to get her to start dating you.
Actually, the first night she fucked me, and that was her decision. She wanted to fuck me. I was like, okay.
Well, he came on to me.
He came on you?
I came in you.
Well, he came on to me. I was expecting just to go to sleep, and here he comes up right behind me. I was like, okay, I guess we're doing it.
And I'm bending over.
Yeah, but it was backwards doggy style laying on the bed. Like she was like sideways. Yeah, sideways.
So you were two doggy styles. You fell over. Mm-hmm. Just kept going.
Backwards doggy style. That's called reverse cowgirl, by the way.
And then when the night I knew
she... Oh, no, that's on top. Wait, what is backwards doggy style? Backwards... No, that would... Yeah, that would be reverse cowgirl. Mm-hmm. I knew my sex positions. I should write a book. But I'm not going to.
And then one night, I think it was that week or 2 weeks later, when I knew she liked it, is when she came down when I was in the living room
when
sleeping.
When I knew she liked it.
When you turned into She-Hulk. She ripped my clothes off, rose her clothes off, and she just got on top of me and just was She-Hulk. She was like,
talk about She-Hulk. Oh my gosh, this man dragged me across the living room by my fucking hair.
Did you just call him She-Hulk? Live for it. She just called you a girl.
He caveman'd you.
Wow. It sounded like it was pretty intense in the beginning. Did that kind of die? Is that why you guys have a little bit of marital bliss?
I think it's because we don't have privacy. We didn't have privacy.
We don't have a lot of privacy.
And when we were by ourselves, like, we were wild. Like, she wanted me to punch her and stuff like that.
That has to make a big difference, too. Yeah. In a relationship, uh-huh. You know.
Yeah.
There's no privacy. So, like, even when we do have, when we're having sex, like, she can't be loud. I can't be loud. We can't make noise. It has to be slow. And that's, sometimes you want to be rough.
You know. I feel you on that, and I apologize to Doug's ears, because there was a few times that I got pretty, pretty intimate up here in my bedroom, and he probably walked in a couple of times, and I was just, like, getting plowed, and yeah. I'm a loud motherfucker, so I apologize to Doug's ears. There was one time when I heard the TV progressively get louder as I moaned louder. So, yeah, I feel you on that.
That was pretty intense. There was one day he freaking threw me off of him, and I could have swore I, like, hurt him, broke his dick or something, because he just threw me off.
It was too sensitive. It felt too good, and I was not used to that.
But he, like, threw me across the room. I was like, what the crap is going on? It was crazy.
So, I had this conversation with somebody, and I just... I just want some men to attest to it.
Me?
Men are not like women. Women, excuse me, can pretend like they're into it or like they're in the mood for sex. Where
they
men
can fake it better, easier.
Yeah, like where men have to be in the right state of mind. Like if you're not in the right state of mind, like, your dick is not going to get hard. Like, you're pretty much fucked. If you're, like, going through something mentally, you're pretty much fucked. Like, right? Like, am I right or wrong?
Oh, no, you're definitely right, because that's exactly what I've been going through for a few years
now. A few times, like, when I was going through some shit, you know, she could attest to it where she thought there was something wrong with her because I just couldn't get hard, or I'd go soft and mid-sex.
I was having that conversation with someone tonight. Another friend of mine is going through the same thing with a guy she slept with, and he went soft. And then I have another, I'll say cousin. My cousin was talking about that with her boyfriend. And I said, that seems to be the going thing with guys these days. You know, like getting it up. I said, it's not the girl's fault. I said,
agreed.
There's a lot of bullshit going on in the world today. Our heads are filled with whatever. We can't get our minds on, you know, pleasure. Because like them, they couldn't find pleasure because they can't have a space that's their own so they could just do what they want and feel comfortable and free. You know, I know myself, if I'm worried about making noise, I'll go soft as quick as shit just because my mind's not, you know, I'm putting restrictions on myself and my dick's like, fuck you, bitch. You want to have fun? Come find me. Other than this, leave me alone.
Yeah.
You go wake me up to have some boring ass party.
And I'm a kinky fucker. Like, no lie. Like, when I do have sex, like, I'm very weird with sex. Like, there's some times where I could be around a hot guy and I could literally just sit there for hours and talk to them. I really like the emotional connection. But when I do want to have sex, like, I, and this is why a lot of people that like have had sex with me like aren't into me, because I'm very like vocal. Like I'll be like, fuck me, you dirty fucker. Fuck me, daddy. Fuck me harder. Like I get into it and I'm like loud. Like I'm like telling them what to do. Like you're not doing it right. Like hit the fucking prostate, motherfucker. Like that's just who I am. Like I'm just crazy. And I don't know where I was going with this, but I'm a kinky fucker. And like I like to be tied up. Like, I like to be smacked. I guess I'm very submissive.
You like being degraded?
No.
No?
And don't fucking piss on me. Like, don't. Don't shit on me.
Oh, no.
Don't pour your fucking blood on me. Ugh. And don't tell me that I'm worthless, because I already know, baby.
Oh, my God.
Shy's no-no. Is candle play, wax play.
Oh, yeah. Hell no.
That's her one number one thing. No. Yeah, nope. I don't think I would do that anyways.
Well, don't put that on the air, because now your stalkers are going to know what to do when they get you.
Hell no.
Sex trafficking, it's a real thing.
I want my stalkers to know what I love. When you kidnap me, make sure there's no cactuses anywhere in the vicinity.
Jesus.
No rubbing alcohol.
Why? No, I'm curious why.
No piano wires with hot sauce. Just saying.
He creeps me out sometimes. Like, if I hear the stairs creak, I'll wake up because I think it's him coming up with a knife to kill me. The next time the doctor asks me if I'm safe at home, I'm going to say no.
There's a knife missing from the Pampered Chef pack.
My one and only steak knife. I stole.
Yeah.
So, Pampered Chef story. Because I promised you I'd tell you in part one. So.
Paper what? The
Pampered Chef? Oh, yeah. Pampered Chef. So, I did a Pampered Chef party one time. And this shows how close Doug and I have gotten. Because Doug was so defensive over this Pampered Chef party.
That bitch pissed me off.
So I literally needed like $20 to hit my goal. And I ordered something and I used Doug's name so it didn't look weird that I had ordered it. Well,
with permission?
I'm getting to it. So I texted Doug and said, I ordered this underneath your name because I wanted it and it's from Pampered Chef, da 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 da. And he like lost his noodle, because the way that he perceived it was, is she had told me that in order to get my gift that I had to order this myself. You know what I mean? So he took offense to it and he got protective and he like hit her up. It was like, bitch, you don't use anybody, da 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 da. So it was a beautiful dressing shaker. I still have it. And so I finally hit my goal, and I got the knife set, which is a $700 knife set. I got it for $250. So I get this knife set, and this is a nice-ass knife set.
Now I'm defensive over the knife set.
So, like, I told Doug, like, I want to keep it nice. Like, I want this knife set to be nice. Like, I don't want them left in the sink. And he's like, well, you shouldn't put them in the dishwasher either because they'll rust. And I'm like, oh, no, girl.
Well, it'll chip them, too.
So, like, Doug became a pit bull over this knife set. Because he knew I really wanted it. I really, really wanted this knife set. I wanted a nice knife set for our kitchen. His had gotten ruined at a friend's house when he had moved out during our separation. And that was really weird to say. But, like, when he was taking time after the quote-unquote breakup. So I wanted this nice knife set. So put it down there. Knives kept getting left in the sink. So Doug loses his noodle. Loses his fucking noodle. And I'm like, okay, well, like, I'll talk to this said person about it. So I talked to the said person. They're like, okay, what happens again? And he loses his fucking noodle. And he brings the knife set up to me, all dramatic. Very fucking dramatic. Brings the knife up, set up to me and says, here, hide this away. Because it's going to get ruined.
Is that why it was on the table?
Well, no, because I put it in this little hobbit hole here. But because of the change in temperature, I was afraid that it was going to warp them. So I took it back out and put it back downstairs because it's more controlled temperature. But I literally sat it back out there. And what does he say tonight? Why is the knife set back out here? I thought you hid that away. Sorry, little pit bull. You're going to have to watch it again. But it's, I'm not trying to discredit him. He knows that it's important to me. So he tries his best to take care of it. And when somebody messes it up, then he gets upset. And that's where our relationship has become, is he protects my things, I protect his things. Of course. And we work together as a team. Do we fight? Oh, fuck yeah. We've had plenty of fights. But it's like we're fighting as brothers. It's not like we're fighting as like
I
we're
about
ready
about
to get
that
fucking
t-shirt. Man.
Oh, yeah. Tell them that story. We have never told this story on the podcast. This is like an exclusive.
I forgot why we got so mad at each other.
Okay, so I'll tell the story. Okay, so to wrap up the show here, we're going to tell the story of the elusive shirt. Doug's favorite shirt, okay?
My purple Chewbacca shirt.
So the thing about Doug... Yeah, the thing about Doug and I is Doug and I are very hot-headed people. We try our best to cope with it and control it.
Yeah, I have anger issues.
But I feel like when Doug and I start going at it, it's very hard for us to control it. It's like we lose all sense of our learning. You know what I mean? Because I've went through anger management. He's went through his own classes to deal with his anger. So I feel like when we are going back and forth, we lose it. So he comes home. He's very upset. He was away for the weekend. He was watching his friend's dogs. And he came home. The house was a little awry. Doug cannot stand a dirty kitchen. If there is one thing out of place in the kitchen, it's instant. Doug is not happy. So the kitchen was a little bit awry. He came in. He was like, the fucking kitchen is dirty. Then he walked into the dining room. Everything was awry. He was like, the fucking dining room is dirty. Then he got to the living room and he's like, ain't half bad. So he goes to the kitchen and he starts cleaning up. I come downstairs. I'm going through something at this time. I'm moving jobs. I'm trying to make this big decision in my life if I want to take the job at Mom Pa and be the manager there or if I want to stay working two jobs. So, you know, I'm making this big decision. It's a lot on me. And Doug is very upset about that kitchen and partially about the dining room. So he gets out the vacuum very dramatically and starts vacuuming the floor. And he makes a comment. I guess I'll vacuum the floor since nobody else is going to do it. Vacuums the floor. He turns off the vacuum and he goes, he makes another comment. I guess since I've been away all weekend, I'll have to come home and clean. And I'm like, keep your mouth shut, Clay. Just keep it shut. It's not worth it. So then he makes another comment. And at that point, I've already told myself twice to calm down and stay calm.
I was poking the bear.
And he literally said something to me, and I snapped. And I went off, and I got loud. So he started getting loud. So I got louder, and he got louder. And then he came at me. Not to me, it was aggressive, but to him, it wasn't. Because of the way he came at me and his hair being longer, like he was yelling at me as he came to me, and I just lost it, and I just swung, and he started swinging, I started swinging, and I just grabbed his shirt and ripped it, and we just keep on going at each other, and then finally, we just, like, went our separate ways. He went upstairs, I went out the door, it was done. I come back in the door, you know, because Doug's that type of person, just take 5 minutes and come back in, we can talk it through. So I walk back in the door, he comes downstairs with a new shirt on, and he looks at me and goes, "You ripped my favorite shirt." And I'm like, "Well, then don't fuck with me." And that was the end of it. Like, we had no more beef after that. It was settled, it was squashed, it was done. We didn't talk about it anymore until now. Like, we just squashed it. Because he was hot. Like, the kitchen was a mess. It's his thing. I know it's his thing. Like, even still to this day, like, if there's dishes in the sink, I'm like, Doug's going to pop off.
Not like, always.
I know it. Like, he takes it so far, and then he pops off. Like, and I know that's who he is as a person. He likes a clean kitchen. He likes the dining room to be orderly. Like, and I get it because I'm like that in the main living spaces too. But I think because, like, I was already pissed off about it, and then he got pissed off about it, we just kind of went after each other. And then our other roommate that lives with us was like, "Oh, I ain't dealing with this shit." And she went the fuck out the front door, and we're just still fucking going at it. It was crazy, but that's what I'm saying. We fight like we're brothers because we are a lot alike. That sometimes, like, he sent a text the other day, for instance, and I popped off and I said all this shit, and half of it wasn't even true, but I was pissed. Like, I was really fucking mad. Plus, I've been very depressed lately. So that had a little bit to do with it too. Like, you know, like, I just started coming out of my depression. I was trying to get back into the swing of things. And then he said this to me, and I just popped off. And he was like, "Well, if that's the way you feel, I guess I need to move out then." And I'm like, "No, like, just, I didn't mean it. It's just, you know, that's how I get. I say shit. I don't mean it. I just draw from everything and get mad." And now Shy is looking at Jake, and she's going to say something, but she's not even going to fucking talk into the microphone.
I said Jake Jr. Exactly the same way.
Jake Jr. Maybe just Jake is the third brother.
I just have impulses.
Yeah, so do I. That's why I decided to be gay.
That's why we break up so much.
Oh, spilling tea. But anywho, so is there any final words for our beautiful Valentine's Day special? No. Dead air. Dead air is not good. So, listeners of Kind of a Big Deal, we will be back with Kind of a Big Crime, and we will be back with Kind of a Big Reel. I'm holding both of them to it. If they fight me on it, then they're fired. Like Donald Trump would say, you're fired. So, anywho, until next time, stay true.
Stay single.
And always be a big deal.
Hey, 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 I'm kind of a big deal. I'm here and I'm gonna fly. Gonna fly above the world and see it tonight. I'm gonna see the people proud. See the people living in peace. No war, cause this is what we need. And I say I am here and I am revolutionary. I'm gonna make everything look like it was a dictionary. All these words, pinnacle, heart. Doing what you needed when you got me to start in. I don't want anybody to be left behind. Let's love everybody for who they are tonight. Come on, we are the one. We are gonna stand together because we can do this together. We can rise.
Stand up for what's right. Love them. Hold them. Believe in them. We are all brothers and sisters.
and we will rise.